This is the Closing Market Report on a Monday afternoon. We're joined by John Davis at Earthrisk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. John, I want you to tell me about this big storm that moved through yesterday. We got, here lucky because I think there are a lot of places in the Midwest that really got dumped on.
Well, the biggest one that got dumped on was Chicago, where our official report was 19.2, which makes it the fifth biggest snowstorm of all time. But there were some reports of 21 and 22 inches around the area. And it really came down to a combination of a long-duration snow. It began at 5 p.m. on Saturday evening, just ended really at about 9 o'clock this morning as our lake snow ended, with incredibly strong winds, especially late yesterday and overnight. We had steady winds of 30 or 35, numerous gusts of 50. And the reason that we got more and the reason why we were the epicenter of this storm is that we got more lake snow than any other region here, which we've kind of called this the I-80 type storm because the heaviest snow band was on I-80, really all the way from here in Des Moines all the way out east here to the I-95 corridor. So, yeah, we were the epicenter of the storm, and we pretty much got the most out of anybody.
It was a bit of a shocker, I think, for a lot of folks in the area. They were looking for some snow, maybe even quite a bit of snow, but this one really piled it on.
Well, what's interesting is that even late last week, things were looking better on Friday, but looking better in the regards of 8 or 10 inches. Then on Saturday, then things were up to about 13 inches, and then you had this lake snow component add another, 6 or 7 inches on top of that in some areas. And so in the end of the day, we get, 20 inches of snowfall, which is really a historic snowstorm for us. And certainly didn't look that way on Wednesday or Thursday of last week. It looked like it was going south. But no model predicted the kind of amounts that we inevitably got here. We kind of centered on yesterday and last night.
Yeah, so this was a big one. It shut down a lot of roads. Interstates still need to be cleared out. We need winds to lay down. Has that happened yet?
Winds are still up there, but they have been decreasing during the afternoon hours. The morning was extremely windy, but now things are beginning to calm down, beginning to see less wind, and that will continue to be the trend here through this evening, tonight, and tomorrow. So, this afternoon has been a pretty good time frame for cleanup, and that will continue here tonight and tomorrow. And there'll be a little bit more blowing and drifting, but nothing like what we had at the start of today.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it. I think we'll skip through the South American weather because it was just too much fun to talk about what happened.
Hey, the weather news was right here.
Yeah, the weather was here, baby. Hey, thanks so much. We do appreciate it.
That is, of course, pleasure,
John Davis. He is with Earthrisk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois, where they had 19 inches of snow. Kind of a rough one there. We thank him for taking the time and glad that he made it in to his office space and was able to help us out here on the Closing Market Report for the afternoon. You can hear John or any of the rest of our analysts again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. You have a very good afternoon. Just a quick look at the weather and the map shows me that if you're in northern Illinois, roads are still hazardous. I'm Todd Gleason.